Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Austin, Texas, country to 95.9. Eric Raines live from the Deep Eddie Vodka Media Lounge, day one. Honored to have Tom Myers in here with us.
I'm honored to be here. Thank y'all for having me.
How are you, first of all? Did you enjoy getting here?
I'm so great. I mean, how am I not great around here? I mean, it's perfect.
Have you got to get out on the mountain at all? You said you were a snowboarder.
Not yet. I just got in last night. We kind of did the welcome party, and then I woke up and came here. So hopefully later I might be able to get out there.
Let's talk about this last year, the whirlwind for you. Kind of started with TikTok.
Oh, yeah. You know, and it wasn't really anything we were trying to do, really. It was, you know, we released Tie That Binds March of 2022, and didn't really expect anything out of it. You know, we kind of put it out and just, you know, I was still in high school and we were, you know, what happens, you know, let's just see.
Sure.
I mean, and the numbers were really, really great and exceeded our expectations right off the bat. And so we were like, oh, that's, you know, that's pretty cool. And, you know, June of that year, we went to the Keys for vacation, which we actually get to go back this month, and I'm really excited about it. But we went to the Keys. We were staying in Marathon Key, and I went to bed one night. This was June, and I look at my phone, and I'm, like, getting a lot of Instagram followers and stuff, and I'm like, that's so strange. Like, I don't know. That's weird. I'm going to bed. And I woke up to my sister shaking me. She was on top of me, and she's like, hey, look at this. Look at this TikTok. Have you seen it? I'm like, no, I haven't seen a TikTok. It's like, has like 300,000 likes, and it's one of those copy and paste TikToks, like new music you should be listening to if you haven't heard it already. And, you know, like part 265, and it was Tie That Binds. And, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. But I didn't really think of it, nothing of it. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, a TikTok. I was like, this will be cool for about a week or two and it'll fizzle out or whatever. But, that day we were going to go from Marathon Key to Key West. It's like a 45-50 minute drive. And in that drive, three record labels reached out in about 45-50 minutes.
Really?
So it was really a life-changing, like, surreal, out-of-body experience. So that's, I guess, would be the start of it all.
Did you end up going to Key West? Or did
We did end up going to Key West, and we had a great time, yeah. But it was kind of a surreal day.
For sure. It obviously had to be surreal. You threw a video out there. Clearly, you can sing and play guitar. But expectations of it leading to a record deal, and you have the record deal now.
Yeah.
Kind of blow your mind a little bit?
It's definitely strange to think about. I mean, still to this day, you know, you think about it, it's like, that's weird that this is kind of how, you know, it all shook out. But, you know, you roll with the punches, I guess. That's how life works. And, you know, I'm having the time of my life doing what I'm doing, and I can't wait to see what the future holds for
sure. Now, your family was also in music as well. Your dad?
Yes. My dad was a singer-songwriter in Texas, definitely around the Austin area for sure. And I grew up following him through all of the venues and bar rooms and honky tonks in Central Texas area, you know, since I was very little. My earliest memories are, you know, sleeping on a bar top at 2 a.m, passed out because I couldn't stay up any longer. But I was always locked in on the music. And thank God, I tell everybody, thank God I fell in love with music, because if I didn't, oh my God, I'd probably want to pull my hair out because I'm surrounded by it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, your parents are proud of you.
Oh, yeah.
But it has to be, to me, I would think, as a parent and a dad that went through the music business, telling you how hard it can be. And
oh, yeah.
Did they ever try to talk you out of it, or was...
No. You know, my mom was always, you know, the one that was like, oh, he's going to do this. She knew from a very young age. And she, you know, she would always tell my dad, like, I can just feel it. There's something in me. You know, mother's intuition is a real thing. And, you know, she's like, I can feel it. This is meant to be, right? And, you know, my dad, of course, who was the musician, never tried to talk me out of doing it, loved that I loved doing it, right? But also knew from his years that it's not a given by any means.
Sure.
And people work their ass off for forever. And most of the time, and the majority of the time, it doesn't, you know, dreams don't come true. And that's just the cold, hard truth of it. And so it's not that he tried to discourage me by any means, but wanted to make sure that I knew that and didn't have unreal expectations.
Yeah, you have a realistic view of what the business can be, the pitfalls of that. I mean, go from a TikTok video to playing at Dickie's Arena.
Yeah, that's the unrealistic part. That's the crazy, you know, one-off. I mean, it's really been a crazy ride and unbelievable for the most part.
How old were you when you found your voice? You realized, man, I can do this, or I like this.
Oh God, I mean, I was really, really young when I knew I loved music. I mean, like, it was always kind of ingrained in my head. You know, my mom likes to say I knew every word to every song on the radio, in the back seat, in the car seat, before most kids knew to talk. And if for some reason, it's just always been, you know, at the forefront of my brain and you know, what I've loved to do. But, you know, I really started learning guitar and writing and, you know, really taking it serious. I was probably about 8 or 9. I really started writing consistently.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I hadn't even found the real gift of Hot Wheels when I was 8 or 9 yet. So to actually pick up an instrument, make it work for you. The person that told me about you, it was that I went to a Tesla concert. And you probably don't know who Tesla is, but they're a good 80s rock band. So I was with Kevin Fowler.
Oh.
And we're sitting out in front of his yard and just, you know, enjoying the evening. And he's like, have you heard this Todd Myers kid? And I was like, no, I really haven't heard of him. Pulls out his phone and starts scrolling through. And I see your Instagram pages where there's 10 deep of nothing but ladies that are your age, who absolutely love, you know, obviously that traction is happening as we speak. You don't just get a record deal unless you've got some talent, and clearly you do. But I got to ask you, you kind of were, you were, John Mayer, is that your guy?
Huge, right. Huge John Mayer fan. I love John Mayer, and I've studied him very intently for the past couple of years. I think he's one of the best musicians of my time. I'll die on that hill, and I mean, there's really no argument against it, so I'm not really worried about having to die on the hill, but he's great.
Favorite John Mayer song?
Oh.
That's not fair, is it?
But I'm going to throw it at you. Oh, it's not fair at all. Probably Stop This Train.
Okay, that's a good one. Yeah.
I mean, that's probably, it's one of the best written songs ever. We have an album coming out January 24th, and I'm over the moon excited about it. It's perfect, everything I wanted it to be. But I solo wrote, I believe, 12 or 13 of the songs on the album.
I bet you looked at Mom for that.
Yeah, and then I co-wrote a couple and then cut a couple. And so it's I'm so excited for that. I'm excited to get that out into the world and you know, tour it and play it live for people. And hopefully they like it.
It's incredible watching it happen from a radio, you know, component on this side, to watch somebody who's 17 years old get to live out their dream, because not a lot of people get that, to get a shot.
I know it.
And clearly you have to have the work ethic and the songs and the playing to do that. But your friends back that you used to go to school with,
oh yeah,
you got to be the coolest guy in school right now.
Oh, well, you know, I like to, you know, I always had a smaller friend group. It definitely got smaller.
Right.
Once, you know, all of this happen. So my best buds are my best buds, and you know, they don't treat me any different. But
man, best of luck. I heard our buddy Bob Pickett.
Oh, I love Bob.
We all love Bob. Say to you, if you haven't heard of Ty Myers, you're about to hear this. So January's the album, which means a new single right thereafter.
Oh yeah, we got a single coming out this Friday. Yeah, this coming Friday.
Which single are you?
It's called Drunk Love.
Drunk Love.
Yep.
Dropping it on us.
Yeah.
This Friday. Looking forward to it. Best of luck here on the mountain. thanks for coming by and doing this.
Thank you for having me.
And best of luck with the radio tours and getting out on the road. Do you know who you're touring with yet? Have they given you that, or you can't talk about it yet?
Well, we got this headline tour coming up. And
yeah, I saw your calendar last year when I looked at it after that talk with Kevin Fowler. Sold out, sold out, sold out, sold out. Every show.
Yeah.
Clearly, somebody's watching that as well.
Yeah, and this tour coming up is shaping out pretty similar, and so we're over the moon about it. We're excited.
Best of luck. Ty Myers live right here with Austin's 95.9 and live from the Deep Eddie Vodka Media Lounge.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.